Siddur Snippet Siddur is generally sponsored by the Mueller family in memory of Joseph's father, Robert Siegel, Lezer Ruvain, Ben Yitzchak Halevi. We started Tachanun. Ironic, we're learning about Tachanun on days we don't say Tachanun. But Tachanun, though some take special joy in days it is omitted, they celebrate when we don't say it. But Tachanun is among those lofty, the most holy. And we are told that the one who says it and says it with concentration, it brings tremendous bracha, because it also is, in many ways, the completion of davening of the Amida. To that point, the Shulchan Aruch writes that a person who speaks in Medaber b'Shmoneh Esrei LaTachanun Ein Tchinaso Miskabelas, somebody who interrupts between Shmoneh Esrei and Tachanun, it can undermine and make their entire tefillah not be received favorably, not be heard and answered. And we asked, why is that? If you concentrate Pesuka Dezimra Birchas Kriya Shema Shema Shmoneh Esrei, you behave, you were proper, you didn't speak, you concentrated. By the time Chazar Sashatz is done, okay, a little bit, you could say something. What's the problem? Why is Tachanun part of the unit of the Amida? It's only after Tachanun, not that it's ever okay to talk in shul, but it's only after Tachanun and the Kaddish that follows, if something needs to be said or if something is said, it's not considered an interruption. We shared the idea that Tachanun is the critical completion of the Amida, because in the Amida, with such confidence and so casually, we connect to Hashem as if He's right before us. Think about the Amida, how brazen we are with an Ozus de Kedusha, with a holy, holy brazenness. We approach Hashem, the Amida, we take three steps forward and we say, Ata, Ata Kadosh, Ata Chonein, you, you, you. We refer to Hashem, we speak to Him, and we make essentially demands of Him, even though, of course, they are bakashos, they are requests. So after completing the Amida, which Hashem invites us, we completely have a license. We are invited to speak to Him in that way. It's a reflection of the closeness. And He invites us to say the Amida, be omid lifnei HaMelech. But immediately afterwards, we have to recoil. Immediately afterwards, we fall, literally. We fall on our arm and we say, Hashem, one second, just because I spoke to you that way, just because I felt comfortable connecting with you in that casual way, I know my place. I know who I am relative to you. I collapse in Tachanun. I collapse in supplication, in Tachanunim. I have a perspective on who I am. Tachanun, we know, comes from Shlomo HaMelech. The notion of Tachanunim appears in Sefer Daniel. The Amoraim would offer, the Gemara records their own. We today have an anthology. The primary part of Tachanun comes from Tehillim. But the introductory Psukim, and the Shomei Yisrael, the Anachnu Laneda, certainly Monday, Thursday, we'll get to. The long Tachanun are anthologies of many Psukim that are collected from all over. Ideally and originally, Tachanun was meant to be exactly that. Just like the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, person shouldn't make their tefillah keva, kva, shouldn't be fixed. We're not saying a script. We're not just reading a template. Ela Tachanunim should be Tachanunim. It should be fluid, and it should be personal, and it should be raw, and it should be real. And originally, that's what Tachanun was, before ultimately we had this collection of this anthology, which we say with introspection, we say with a tremendous humility, and our posture reflects that humility, the very fact that we, nefilas apayim, it's called. Nefilas apayim is falling on one's face. Hashem, who was I? I can't believe I was so brazen. I spoke to you in that way. I had an audience with you. Wow. We fall on our face. Nefilas apayim, a sense of surrender, a sense of submission, a sense of vulnerability, a sense of perspective, and seeing ourselves in the way that we, in the way that we should. So that is the basis, the introduction. That's the overall theme of what we're trying to accomplish. That's why Tachanun on days of joy and happiness is not said, because Tachanun is very heavy. Tachanun is introspection, vulnerability, it's imperfection, it's accountability, it's appealing to divine mercy, and those are very, very heavy themes. On days that are celebratory and joyous, Tachanun is omitted. And conversely, in a Shiva home, we have many Shiva homes going on right now, in a Shiva home, Tachanun is omitted for the opposite reason, because it would be too heavy for the mourner, the oval, to bear, to hear these themes of judgment and justice and accountability when a person has experienced and suffered such a loss. Monday and Thursday, of course, we have what we call the long Tachanun, a much more expanded form of Tachanun. That's where we have a broader anthology of those psukim. And why is that? We don't have many parts of davening that change based on what day of the week you're saying it. Tachanun is really the only one, where many days it's what we call the short Tachanun, and Monday and Thursdays, it's the long form, long Tachanun. So the Gemara tells us that Monday and Thursday were characterized as Eis Ratzon, times of divine favor, auspicious times to connect to Hashem. Eis Ratzon, Later, Masorah connects them to the Chet HaEgel that Moshe Rabbeinu ascended on Har Sinai on a Thursday, and he descended from Har Sinai and he achieved Hashem's forgiveness on a Monday. So those days became an Eis Ratzon. They were auspicious days of forgiveness because Moshe went up to beg for it on a Thursday, came down with it on a Monday. Monday and Thursday therefore reflect days of Eis Ratzon, more auspicious days that we can appeal to Hashem for his compassion and his love. Historically, Monday and Thursdays also have significance. Mishnah, the very beginning of Megillah, tells us Mondays and Thursdays were days of communal gathering. The Torah was read. That's when Batei Din, that's when in larger communities the courts met. It was Yimei Hashuk. Those are the days that the marketplace was more active. People came together. So on days when people came together, they congregated. Days where the Torah was read, Monday and Thursday, those days were therefore designated for that more expanded form of these Tachanunim. We say the whole long section of the Vahuracha. We'll pick up next time. Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter is very adamant that, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that better tov ma'at bekavana meharbei lo kavana, better to say a little bit with more than to say a lot with very little. Rav Futner, as he was known with his great wit to quip, and that was the practice, I understand, of Chaim Berlin, let's say with Slichos and other parts of davening, better to say little with less kavana than a lot with no kavana. That was Rav Futner's spin or take on it. So Rav Shechter says it's almost impossible to actually say all the psukim of the long tachlon on Monday or Thursday. It's almost physically impossible. So there are three natural sections, two demarcations, three sections. Rav Shechter rotates Monday, Thursday, Monday, which of the third of long tachlon, and he says he doesn't even try to say the whole long tachlon. It's impossible to keep up, and even if you could, did you really think about or really focus on anything you said? So we'll talk about where those sections are if somebody wants to follow next time.